This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. In Geneva, the summit is underway and has been so for the last couple of hours. General appearances seemed congenial enough at the beginning. It began with smiles from both and a handshake and even a shared laugh from something passed along via their translators as the two presidents, Joe Biden of the U.S. and Vladimir Putin of Russia, found themselves seated a few feet apart beside their respective heads of foreign affairs. The leaders thanked each other during the brief and chaotic press opportunity at the beginning of their meeting, where American and Russian media jostled each other. Sagar Magani describes the scene, however, a little less jostling and more as chaotic.
U.S.-Russia summit has gotten off to a chaotic start. Outside the Geneva Lakeside Mansion, where Presidents Biden and Putin are meeting, there was unusually fierce shoving and shouting among American and Russian journalists and security forces who tried to block access. The chaos continued inside. Amid all the yelling, President Biden nodded. The White House quickly said he was not suggesting he does trust Putin, only that he was acknowledging the presence of reporters. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Well, the Russian president had said to the U.S. president, "Mr. President, I'd like to thank you for your initiative today to meet. I know that you've been on a long journey. The U.S. and Russian relations have a lot of issues accumulated that require the highest level meeting, and I hope that our meeting will be productive," he added. Mr. Biden responded in kind, "Thank you. As I said outside, I think it's always better to meet face to face." One possible outcome from the summit is the reversal of the recall of each country's ambassadors. This